Kerr's head raised when he answered the ship's computer, an involuntary and unnecessary tick, and his eyes had ended up being caught for a moment on a mirror in the airlock. He noticed that there was a sign above the mirror to remind any crew who were about to carry out extra-vehicular operations to make sure their vacuum suits were secured properly. "Check your seals," the sign said, and underneath, "Run a suit systems diagnostic now." It was completely unnecessary in Kerr's opinion, a useless piece of mollycoddling. Anyone who couldn't be bothered to check their suit seals and run a diagnostic to make sure all life support systems were functioning correctly deserved to have the hard vacuum of space reach for them, freeze dry their lungs, and turn them into a human popsicle. Then, below the annoying sign in the mirror, he saw himself. He wasn't wearing a vac suit because, theoretically, this planet had an atmosphere that could support human life. The terraforming company, what had Chaser said its name was? Starwave IC? That was it. They had cut so many corners he wouldn't want to be exposed to the atmosphere for more than a few months, but he certainly didn't need a vac suit. Instead, he was wearing the closest approximation to military-grade war gear he thought.